the universe is capable of delivering everything, anything. You just have to know how to ask for it. This is Mike Adams here. Thanks for joining me. A special report about morphic resonance, the power of intention, conscious creation, and AI. In fact, we'll start with AI because AI has allowed a lot of people to become familiar with this idea of prompt engineering, as it's called, which is framing your question to the AI engine in the correct way to get the answer that you want. Now, that typically refers to text generation engines, but think about image generation engines. You have to describe the scene, right? You have to say, oh, I want a green frog in the foreground, and I want like a waterfall slightly out of focus in the background, and the frog is smiling or whatever, you know, and it's surrounded by ferns. You know, you have to describe it, even the color of the frog, the size and shape, even maybe the species of the frog. And if you're describing video, then you have to be even more specific about what is the frog doing. The frog is leaping, or the frog is, you know, eating a cricket or whatever. So the great thing about AI, one of the great things right now, is that it has taught people to ask for what you want. And it turns out that this is a really great skill for living, because the universe is intelligent. There is a kind of morphic resonance intelligence system. I call it God's cloud computer. And it exists across the universe. In fact, it transcends 3D space and time, so it's everywhere. But you can ask this system for what you want. You can, in effect, query the universe in the same way that you would query an AI engine. And what's fascinating about this is that a lot of people don't know how to ask the universe for what they want, or even it's not even clear what they want or what they're trying to achieve, or they don't have the spiritual congruity that's necessary to make that a reality. Now, in religious circles, this process of asking for what you want is called prayer. It's prayer. Hey, I'm praying to God. You know, we personify it in Western Christianity, of course. We say, oh, you're praying to God. And God is going to sort through the prayers. He's got an email inbox filled with prayers. And he's going to go through that, and he's going to decide which ones to grant. All right, that's the comic book version, right, of prayer and God. It's not like that at all. In fact, God has already built in the very systems of karma, or the systems of law of attraction, into the cosmos. And when you pray, you are simply, in effect, prompting the universe to give you what you are asking for. And there are a number of factors that determine whether you get that. And what's interesting in organized religion, and people say, if they got what they asked for, then, oh, God answered my prayers. Or if you didn't get what you wanted, you would say, well, God hasn't heard my prayers yet. Or he has a plan that I'm not aware of, where my prayers are not going to be answered. But typically, when people ask for something of the universe or of God via prayer or other means, you know, meditation, whatever, they are not detailed enough, not specific. In their own minds, they don't really have a very specific picture of what it is they're trying to achieve, what they want. So sometimes people will be very vague. God, make me rich, you know, or something like that. Well, that's not very specific. And if that's your only goal, there's a whole lot of downside to that as well. So rule number one in this, as far as I'm concerned, is that you have to have a very clear, detailed mental description and picture and a multi-sensory model of what it is you want and what it is you're asking for. Now then, let's just suppose you have that, although that could be an entire book. Suppose you've got that nailed down. You can see it, you can feel it emotionally, you can sense it, you can touch it, you know, you've got this multisensory reality in your mind, and you're asking the universe to make it real. And you're using the power of the spoken word, a kind of prayer, or kind of positive affirmations, or whatever. What is it that actually makes it real? Well, remember that the flow of time is necessary for things to change. So number one, by definition, time has to flow to some extent in order for changes to occur. And that should be kind of self-evident. But sometimes people think things should just instantly transform. And from my observations, that's not the way God works through us. That's not the way the cosmos works. It works through time and over time. So for example, when I have a prompt of my xylitol crystals and I melt it all down into a liquid, and then I have a prompt where I wanted to do something like depict scenes from the Middle East, which I just did recently, then it's in a liquid state, and it's over time solidifying, which allows it to paint images. Now, for example, here's an image of a one-horned ram that I found in the crystals involving the Middle East. You see the eyes, you see the ear, you see the one curved horn of the ram, you see the snout, the nostrils, the mouth, the skull structure, everything. This just popped out. This was painted by the xylitol crystals in response to my prompt about what's going to happen in the Middle East. And the ram, of course, has very strong symbolic significance tied to Abraham of the Old Testament. Abraham, who is, I believe in Islam, is, I think I'm getting it right, Ibrahim, maybe? Is that how you pronounce it? But, you know, Islam recognizes Abraham, obviously, as does Judaism and Christianity. So it's a universal figure in those three religions, which is very interesting. And then also, the crystals depicted this image of a falcon, I'll show it to you here, a falcon on a tree surrounded by flames, like flaming winds or the winds of fire, the winds of a nuke or something. But the falcon, which clearly represents Persia, because Iran or Persia was the very beginning of falconry. And the falcon remains a very prominent symbol of royalty and of wealth and of vigor and all kinds of things in Persia to this day. So the falcon represented Persia, and the ram represented either Ibrahim or the idea of a sacrifice, because in Islam, it teaches that Abraham was required to sacrifice his son, but instead God allowed him to sacrifice a ram as a proxy in order to keep his son. So that could be communicating an idea of sacrifice. Anyway, there's a lot of different ways to interpret it, but those are the symbols that popped out clear as day, and other things like images of stealth bombers flying across the desert sky, you know, all kinds of things. You can see my article on naturalnews.com if you want to see those photos for yourself. They're all right there. And they're all taken from that same slide, one slide. Well, I mention all that to tell you this. It's much easier to alter reality when things are in their formation phase. And this is why freezing water, i.e., you know, making snowflakes, what have you, or freezing xylitol, this is why it's an ideal medium for being able to express morphic fields or consciousness and conscious interaction with physical matter, because it's already going to form something. You know, it's in the process of solidifying. So it's going to form something, and with a consciousness nudge, then you can actually sort of push it in the direction of forming something that you have in mind. Or it can tap into the morphic fields, which means it can engage in a kind of remote viewing. So it can tie into current events, etc. So if you want to run these kinds of experiments, the kinds of things you want to do are to express the power of intention during the formation phases of things around you. That could be sprouting seeds, for example. Sprouting seeds are building new structures all the time. Or it could be freezing crystals, which is what I'm doing with xylitol. Or it could be with water turning into ice. You know, could you alter the structure of ice as it's forming through the power of intention. Well, Dr. Emoto out of Japan did a whole book on that. I think it was called Hidden Messages from Water. And he has documentary proof that that is exactly the case. You can dramatically alter the formation of water crystals through the power of intention and the power of words, negative or positive. Speaking of that, that's a third point in all of this, is that if you want to be effective at doing this, I believe you have to do so from a place of love, which I consider to be Christ consciousness. You need to do this in conjunction with our Creator and His intention of why this phenomenon is actually imprinted in the cosmos. And that's to love others, to learn to love, to help others, to have compassion, to help ease suffering, etc. At least that's my belief. So I only exclusively use this phenomenon in order to help depict information that can help people be aware, help people prepare, help people avoid suffering, etc. And also to help people understand the nature of the cosmos, which itself is revolutionary. You know, we're still living in the old ancient history version of religious understanding, really, in my opinion. We need an entire uplifting of our knowledge of the way the cosmos works and the way consciousness interacts with the cosmos, the way that we are projecting reality onto the universe around us more than just observing it. We are not isolated observers. We are active participants, creators and projectors. So until that understanding is really more widespread, then humanity is going to stay stuck in the same cycles of violence and greed, thinking that one person is isolated from another, and thus if they steal from the other person, that somehow they are ahead of the game. Or if they harm someone else, but if they benefit themselves, then they've gotten ahead. No, you harm someone else, you've actually harmed yourself, because we're all connected in a very real way, a very authentic, even a scientific way, because of the structure of the cosmos and the laws of nature that God built into the system. We are all connected. So if you decide to experiment with the power of consciousness interacting with physical matter, make sure you do so from a place of love and positivity and expressing goodwill toward other human beings. That's critical. A final note on this, note that the current experiments that I'm describing and running, I consider them to be read-only. So they are attempting to simply describe or represent things that are happening or things that are about to happen. So it's kind of a remote viewing. It's just simply, you know, querying a database and getting back an answer of what is. And that's a very innocent type of function in the way that you interact with the cosmos. I call it read-only, right? But there are also write access, as we would say in computing, which means attempting to push things into the universe, attempting to alter outcomes. Understand that that is it takes a much higher level of responsibility and also care. Because if you are pushing positive outcomes onto the universe, that's called prayer. You know, dear God, you know, heal my foot or whatever. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're pushing negative outcomes into the universe, that's called sorcery. And those are dark arts. And that would be like wishing that, you know, somebody who betrayed you would suffer and die from cancer or something, you know, really negative like that. That's sorcery. And that will harm you. That will significantly harm you. So be extremely careful if you engage in anything that is a push to make sure that it's only positive and not in any way negative, and that you're not asking for the universe to harm anyone else. That's just straight up sorcery. Never, ever, ever do that. And I think if you do that, it's going to come back on you anyway, and you'll end up hurting yourself. And I'll also mention here that I believe that the word Christ offers protection. it calls for protection, and it literally causes any demonic or evil forces to flee. I mean, there's power in the word, as I think we all know. So always invoke the name of Christ. Always use the laws of the universe with positive intent, with the intent of love and uplifting people, ending suffering, etc. And you're going to find that God has given you all kinds of tools that you can use to help achieve your life's goals, whatever they may be. So stay in alignment, stay positive, and do what you can to help others. And let's uplift our entire understanding of consciousness and God and creation and the nature of the universe, which is really just a giant simulation, etc. We are part of the revolution of consciousness that is taking place right now. So keep it going, keep accelerating, share this everywhere you can, and you can follow my work at abundance.church, where I will be posting more podcasts like this. I've reworked the whole church website. It's a multi-denominational church now, and I'm going to be posting a lot of these morphic resonance photos and videos there, along with information here about how to use these natural abilities that God put in each one of us as a matter of free will and consciousness. So stay tuned. There's much more coming. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.